Good morning. 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. I hope you had a good first couple of days of 2020 or 2020, however you want to say it. Joining us today, we have State Representative Nathan Reitz. How are you doing?
I am great, Jeff. How are you? And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. It's definitely a thank goodness I don't write as many checks as I used to, you know, with the debit cards and everything, you know, kind of reduce the number of checks because that always gave me lots of problems.
Yeah, I read something the other day. They're recommending that you make sure you write out the 2020. That way, That way somebody can't put 2019 or 17 or.
It's true. I mean, yeah, that, you know, I didn't think of it at first. It's like, now why would that be? But, you know, I mean, you could put all kinds of numbers after that, and it's going to be right up to a certain point, you know.
Yeah, well, it's nice to start a new decade, too.
True. It definitely is. So what, I mean, obviously not a lot going on right now.
Not a lot going on right now, but since it is a new year, there are over 250 new laws.
Wow.
That took effect January 1, so all the legislation that was ran throughout the last year, most of those have became law by now. So there are, said I saw the other day there were over 250 new laws. So figured we could talk about a few of them today and maybe talk about a few pieces of legislation that hopefully will be ran throughout the next session and a couple that I'm hoping to get into effect as well.
All right, I'll tell you what, we'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll dive into this. You're listening to The People Speak here on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. Again, this is The People Speak. I'm Jeff, talking with State Representative Nathan Reitz. And as you were talking, this is the new year, and we heard about a lot of the changes and stuff and the new laws throughout the last half of last year. Now a lot of those have now taken effect.
Yeah, some of them that we've talked about previously that are a little harder to swallow, and we discussed off air, is, you know, the new license plate increase, which is moves it up $49, I think, to $150. The positive about all of that, and like we've talked about before with that and the gas tax, at least it's in a glass box to where it cannot be swept away. It's not thrown in the general fund. That way it will be secure and it will be used for road repairs. So that's the positive out of the increase, which nobody likes the increase, I don't think, but it's gonna happen, and thankfully we'll have road repairs.
True, definitely some of the roads.
The one increase that took effect January 1st that we've also talked about before was the trade-in allowance for vehicle tax. If it's over $10,000 trade-in value, you'll now be taxed on above $10,000. So if it's worth $15,000, you'll be taxed on the additional $5,000 of trade-in value. I'm pretty confident that one will go away before the end of this legislative session in May, but there's been a lot of talk that one will go away. So hopefully that is the case, because that's not a fair tax. You've already paid tax on your vehicle the first time.
Right.
And then it discourages people from trading in more often and, you know, spending more money. And car dealerships are going to, I think they were pretty busy the last couple of days of the year, and they've probably slowed down the first couple of days of this year.
Right.
One of the other ones was, I guess, minimum wage went up January 1 from $8.25 to $9.25.
I believe that's correct. Yeah.
And the one thing for, you know, a lot of the business community, especially small businesses, were, you know, saying, how can we afford that? One of the things that, actually, I just got an email this morning about it, was, you know, that on your first quarter withholdings, that there's a 25, you can take the 25% tax credit reduction for small businesses under, I think it was under 50 employees.
Okay.
So that's, I mean, that's one way to help the small businesses recoup some of that extra minimum wage money that they're spending this year. Some of the other, I guess a couple of the other new ones that I leave the scene of an accident that results in death without reporting to law enforcement and you were driving under the influence or texting and driving using an electronic device, the penalty is greatly increased, which that actually came out of Madison County. That was something that they had wanted to go into law, and Monica Bristow was the sponsor of that bill originally. Another public safety one was Scott's Law one. It increased the penalties for drivers who violate, you know, law enforcement on the side of the road who has somebody pulled over, or, you know, your IDOT trucks that are there. You know, we have to get better at getting over in that other lane and slowing down and taking our time.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, that's an important law. I mean, that protects lives and safety.
Yeah, there's been too many police officers and other workers killed over the years trying to do their job because people either aren't paying attention or just are too close.
I mean, I'm one of the worst about hating to be in traffic or hating to have to slow down, you know, and stuff on, I'm on a, like on the interstate or something. But, you know, when you see, you know, a police car, an ambulance, a state truck, any vehicle, it's, you know, obviously doing work there, you know, as we'd say, you know, I mean, I always take time. You slow down, you move over, you know, I mean, these LED lights they have on police cars and utility trucks now, you can see them for a mile, 2 miles away. You
know? Yeah, they're very visible, and it's not going to take any longer to get there by slowing down and moving over. Now, there's sometimes it's difficult on the interstate to get over, depending on where you're at. But I think as long as you slow down and make the attempt to scoot over, I mean, that's, in that case, that's all you can ask for.
True.
So that was probably, that's an important one. I mean, that's the only bill that I have filed so far is a law enforcement type bill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, we have to take care of the people that protect us.
True. I mean, I've seen videos where people have just, you know, a police car will be sitting there, lights flashing and everything, and here comes this car out of nowhere and slams into the rear of it. It's like, now, you can't tell me they didn't see it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but no, that's definitely a good law that should stay, you know, and I'm sure will stay, you know, but yeah, I was just looking over here, 256 new laws, I think you mentioned earlier too, though. That's a lot of changes.
It's a lot of new laws. I mean, some of them aren't, you know, aren't going to affect most people. I mean, there's plenty of education, different education laws, plenty of, you know, health care, plenty of extra criminal justice. But I mean, some of them are, you know, there's laws that are directed towards the prisons. There's laws that are, you know, plenty of DCFS laws that on report. There's a couple on reporting that I saw that were January 1. There's township, you know, things for townships, human service type laws.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of new laws, and the biggest ones that I think to me, I mean, the ones that I found the most importance in were probably the Scott's Law was probably one of the big ones. We did talk about right before we got on air about the January 1, whether we agree with it or not. cannabis sales, and I saw after day one there were $3.2 million in sales.
Yeah, that's
which the lines that, if you saw anything in pictures, there's the lines were unbelievable. So that's, it's here whether we like it or not, and something that I don't, well, the closest one to here would be, I guess, Collinsville and Marion have dispensaries, and I think there, I believe there were like 20, I think 20 original medical facilities that are now. One of the new laws actually dealing with cannabis was allowing medical cannabis students to actually take it to school if need be, because that was not previously allowed. So if a child has a medical card, they can actually take it to school. I'm not 100% sure of the specifics of it, but I do know that was one of the ones that was probably, you know, people have used it medically for many years. There's, you know, a lot of studies that have been done that show that it helps. And if a kid, you know, if a kid needs it for a medical need, then it's probably the right thing to do to let them take it with them in a time of need.
All right. I'll tell you what, let's take our next break here and we'll come back and talk some more with State Representative Nathan Reitz here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. Again, talking with State Representative Nathan Reitz, talking about the 256 new laws that took effect the first of the year, just a couple days ago. And we were talking about Scott's law a while ago, too, about yielding and slowing down for emergency vehicles and utility crews on the roads. Also, the fines are being doubled for illegally passing a stopped school bus. I mean, if the bus is stopped with the flashers on and their stop arm out, letting children on or children off, you know, passing that, the fine is not going to be doubled.
Yeah, it's going to is it $500 or $1,000 maybe?
Yeah, subsequent. Well, initial is $300, and then any second or subsequent events would be $1,000.
Yeah. Well, we have to. I mean, well, you know, as a school bus driver, that, you know, you have all of our children on board, and right, the last thing that you want to have to do is call back to the school and say that, you know, one of the kids on your bus got hit by somebody. And,
you know, and we let them off. I mean, we try to let them off on the side where the door is, but that's not always possible. So, you know, you may be stopped, you may be coming up behind a bus and think, okay, well, their kids are going to get out, they're going to go that way anyway, so if I go around this way, it doesn't matter. There's a 50-50 chance that child is going to be coming around the front of the bus and crossing the road.
Correct. I mean, it's just a few more minutes to sit back and wait, just like a lot of other things that we do. And, you know, the one thing that we have to appreciate the time that we have, and, you know, it's only time. You know, there, a couple extra minutes isn't going to hurt anything.
Exactly.
We talked about one of the ones that caught my eye when we were on break was, you know, we haven't been able to, not supposed to text and drive, not supposed to have the phone up to your ear while you're driving, use your Bluetooth. But one of the things that was passed that became law January 1 was no live streaming or watching videos while you're driving. Apparently that was missed when all the other cellular device, you know, laws became in effect. So
it's like, oh, I can't talk on my phone, I can't do anything like that, but I can sit up here and watch this movie while I'm
so no more watching your favorite movie as you're driving down the road, or that's another gonna be a fine. We talked about law enforcement earlier, and the unfortunate too many law enforcement officers and first responders are killed in the line of duty. And so there was one new law, which was House Bill 2028, that will pay or reimburse up to $20,000 of burial expenses if an officer is killed in the line of duty, which you know, unfortunately happens way too often. Mm-hmm. And well, we just had it, you know, recently last May with Trooper Hopkins. And so that we talked about this bill earlier, but the only bill right now that I have filed is House Bill 3922, which is kind of basically because of that. And it strengthens the penalties if someone shoots and kills a first responder of any sort. Mm-hmm. And because state police, it says there were 66 total line of duty deaths, and there some have been motorcycle crashes because of the motorcycle cops. But mm-hmm. I mean, there's too many officers that are killed, and it's not going to curb it, but it will strengthen the penalty. You know, we have until January 24th to get any new bill requests in. So I mean, if anyone has anything, you know, they can always call the office and we can look at it and get the ball rolling on new bills. A couple of them that I'm going to get working on that aren't sent in or drafted yet is, you know, for our youth, you can have a hunting license, a youth hunting, or you can I want to raise the fishing license to 18 years old, just like the hunting license is. Mm-hmm. For kids, that way they can get out there and experience the outdoors with someone else, and it's going to keep them in the outdoors. There's another one, hopefully, for disabled vets. Right now, they don't pay for their hunting license, but they do have to pay for a trapping license. So a couple little simple ones, hopefully, that we can get taken care of at least. But those are a couple that I have on my agenda for sure. But there's definitely more to come. And like I said, if there's people that have things that, you know, they think would make good bills or, you know, new laws or, you know, please let us know. And we can always get them sent to the right people and see if we can get them drafted up for new legislation.
And just kind of skimming through it, another one here, enhancing the criminal penalties on violence in places of worship. That kind of came through in that incident just recently where
down in Texas.
I believe so. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was just like last week sometime.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, a church is one place, you know, you would typically think you would feel secure, safe and secure, you know, and it's kind of gotten away from that here with some of these violent incidents. And, you know, strengthening the laws to kind of try to curb that a little bit is, I think, important.
Yep, absolutely. So hopefully the next time when we come back, we'll have been in session for a couple days anyway. So we go back January 28th. And so I guess I'm back on the radio sometime in February. So we will hopefully have a few new things to discuss then and see what's going on. I think that first went the 29th as the governor gives the state of the state. So should have some indication of what's going to go on for the next session.
So, all right. Well, looks like we're out of time, but thanks for being with us.
All right. Thank you.
And we will talk to you again next time. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend.